This is CKDU Interviews with DSU electoral candidate Glenn Blake. Glenn, what program are you enrolled in?
I'm taking International Development and Economics, a double major right now, which is cool.
What year are you in?
I'm in my third, eighth-ish year. Mm. It's like when you take a semester off, and then when you don't do five a semester, like it all gets messed up. So you know how it is.
What position are you running for?
I'm running for VP Internal.
Okay. What draws you to the position?
You know, I used to work as the outreach director for a nonprofit, and it was really cool because I worked on a national level, and I saw my position as a hub, and internally, like at the student union, I see that's the position of the VP Internal itself. Like, he's the go-to guy for so many different societies, and I don't think a lot of people acknowledge the power that that has and the effect that that can have when you're trying to bring student groups together.
Glenn, you've been sitting on the council for over a year now. You've seen a lot of stuff go down, and you've been involved in some of that stuff. Tell us about what's been... Yeah, tell us about a little bit about the food contracts... motion. Is that something that you'll bring to council next year? Is that something that you hope to keep on the table as an issue?
It's totally something I want to keep on as an issue, but it's kind of changed direction now, which is really, really good. So, we got together, a couple of people got together, myself and two of the three presidential candidates got together and talked about where we'd like to go. I sat down and I chatted with Sustain DAL and CAF so that we could all move forward with the same vision, and we did that last weekend. So right now we're working towards something about getting student-run food down on Sexton campus, because even though here on upper campus, as it's known down on Sexton, we're not completely satisfied with what we're given down there, they have even less selection. So we thought down on Sexton it would be a good place to start, and it's going to take a while before I can get off the ground, but the best thing that we can do right now is to just put up some sort of program so that we can get off the ground and we know what we need to improve upon over the course of the year.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the issues will be in the coming year, and how are you going to approach them?
Well, okay.
Maybe the top issues.
Top issues? I certainly hope that the VP Internal seat isn't as hot as it was this year with Mark Hobbs. poor Mark Hobbs. some big issues. Aside from issues that I would like to raise, such as diversity and societies, I can foresee some issues coming through in regards to our Constitution. Well, I just want to say, like, one of the things that I think might be an issue is that the AGM is tonight, and I haven't seen an agenda. An agenda hasn't been circulated, so if there's a lot of stuff like constitutional amendments that have to be done at an AGM, so I foresee that being arisen very early in the year next year. Some sort of like preemptive winter AGM.
Because this AGM won't follow protocol.
Right.
Okay. Final last serious question. Let's just skip the last serious question. Let's do it. What do you see the AGM as? Is it a forum for students to have their voices heard? And if so, how would students best maximize that?
Yes, I totally see the AGM as a forum for having students' voices heard. There was a lot of back and forth about what can be done at an AGM and why we should go through council on some issues and why it's best to go through an AGM, and that's all outlined in the Constitution. So ideally, yes, you want to have people there, but at the same time, when things just get thrown to the Judicial Committee, it kind of puts a damper on student activism on campus.
Okay. Glenn, what's your favorite word? first thing that comes into your head?
My favorite word would probably have to be something ridiculous, like scrumdiddlyumptious or something like that.
That's nice. I like it. What's your least favorite word?
World class. It's overused. It is horribly overused.
What turns you on?
Light switches.
What turns you off?
That's a tough one. That's harder than what turns me on. Probably meat, animal products.